Nolte, number of Joe Biden's sexual misconduct allegations rises to 10. By John Nolte on May 16, 2020. With the new revelations about Joe Biden allegedly exposing himself to female Secret Service agents, on top of newly uncovered incidents of alleged unwanted and inappropriate touching uncovered by far-left PBS, the number of Biden's sexual misconduct allegations rises to at least 10. Until last week, the number of Biden accusers had been 8. Women who had bravely gone on the record to accuse the former vice president of everything from a violent sexual assault to unwanted kissing to inappropriate touching. But in a cynical effort to discredit and smear Tara Reid, the former Biden staffer who has credibly accused the presumptive Democrat nominee of sexually assaulting her in 1993, the taxpayer-funded welfare queens at PBS uncovered even more allegations of Biden engaging in touching and caressing female staffers without their consent. Because PBS did not put a number to its lurid findings, and to be as fair as possible to rapey Joe, we will only list these discoveries as a single incident. The second addition to the list are the female Secret Service agents who told Ron Kessler of the Washington Times that on top of being a jerk to all Secret Service agents, Biden exposed himself to female agents on an almost daily basis. For whatever pervy reason, Biden was determined to swim nude in front of these women, who could do nothing about it. So here's the full and updated list. Tara Reid. Reid claims Biden sexually assaulted her in a hallway while she was working for him in 1993. According to Reid, Biden pinned her against a wall, shoved his hands up her skirt, and put his fingers into her vagina. Reid has no fewer than 5 contemporaneous witnesses who say Reid told them about the assault at or near the time it happened. There is also video of Reid's anguished mother calling into a 1993 edition of CNN's Larry King Live desperately seeking advice for her daughter's problems with a prominent senator. Biden denies the allegation but is refusing to open his archives at the University of Delaware, where a copy of Reid's sexual harassment complaint might be filed. Tara Reid is a lifelong Democrat. 2. Lucy Flores. Last year, Flores, a former Nevada assemblywoman, accused Biden touching and kissing her. I felt 2 hands on my shoulders. I froze. Why is the vice president of the United States touching me? I felt him get closer to me from behind. He leaned further in and inhaled my hair. I was mortified. I thought to myself, I didn't wash my hair today and the vice president of the United States is smelling it. And also, what in the actual fuck? Why is the vice president of the United States smelling my hair? He proceeded to plant a big slow kiss on the back of my head. Flores is a Democrat. 3. Amy Lapas. Lapas claims Biden pawed at her during a 2009 fundraiser. It wasn't sexual, but he did grab me by the head. He put his hand around my neck and pulled me in to rub noses with me. When he was pulling me in, I thought he was going to kiss me on the mouth. Lapas is a Democrat. 4. Val Konert-Yount. Val Konert-Yount alleged that when she was a White House intern in the spring of 2013, Biden put his hand on the back of her head and pressed his forehead to her forehead when he introduced himself, and that he called her a pretty girl, reports The Cut. Konert-Yount was interning at the Obama White House at the time. 5. Caitlin Caruso. Former college student and sexual assault survivor Caitlin Caruso says Biden placed his hand on her thigh for an uncomfortable amount of time. Incredibly, this happened during a 2016 event on sexual assault. This might seem like a small thing, but who puts their hand on the thigh of a woman who is not his significant other? 6. DJ Hill. Hill says Biden got so handsy with her, her husband was forced to intervene. Writer DJ Hill told The Times that Biden moved his hand from Caruso's shoulder down her lower back, which made her uncomfortable at an event, causing her husband to intervene. Hill told her story to the far-left New York Times last year. 7. Sophie Karasek. The Cut. In 2016, Sophie Karasek was photographed holding hands and touching foreheads with Biden at the Oscars, where she stood alongside 50 other sexual assault survivors during Lady Gaga's performance. It was a moment that soon went viral, and was described then by the Post as powerful. But in the Post's report published this week, Karasek says she believes that Biden violated her personal space. Karasek is also a sexual assault survivor. 8. Ally Cole. Allie Cole says Biden's unwanted touching at a 2008 reception made her uncomfortable. He squeezed her shoulders and complimented her smile for an amount of time that made her uneasy. Senate staffers. Numerous unnamed staffers who worked in Biden's U.S. Senate office told the far-left PBS Biden was a toucher who was always massaging someone's shoulders, stroking women's hair, and that he made people uncomfortable. Female Secret Service agents. An unnamed number of female Secret Service said that when Biden was vice president, and on an almost daily basis, he would expose himself to them, without their consent, by going for nude swims. Dash. Not included in this list are the countless numbers of women and children Biden touched, caressed, snuggled, and kissed inappropriately. There are countless videos and photos of Biden engaging in this abnormal and inappropriate behavior. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.